This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to the Shir. So tonight's halachic topic is connected to the Sedra. It might not feel that way, because you could have done the Shnai Mikra, you could have done the whole of Rashi on the Parsha, and you would not have come across the connection. The source is a Zohar. That's probably why. If you take a look at the first box, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. The source for the topic of wearing a kapel is found in a Zohar in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Pinchas. The first box, the pasuk, the Zohar says, "Also l'tamid chachum l'meir dalad amas begilui harosh," that it's forbidden for a person to go dalad amas, 4 amas, 6 to 8 feet, something like that, without his head covered. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Mole cholaritz kavoydei," the kolshkein, the bracha, etc., etc. That a person kolshkein shouldn't make a bracha without his head covered. Now, we actually find sources for wearing a kapel in Talmud Bavli. Three sources I've got for you. The first is the Gemara Kiddushin Lamed Aleph from the base. Omer B'Shul Ben Levi. Also, la'adam shiharech arba amas b'koim mezukufa. It's prohibited for a person to walk 4 amas with sort of an erect stature. It's considered arrogant. Shenema mole cholaris kavoidei. Rav Huna B'Rid V'Yeshua le'maski arba amas b'gili rosh. He wouldn't go dalad amas with his head uncovered. Omer, because he would say shchina le'malam eroshi. The shchina is above my head, and therefore, as a sign of respect for that, as it were, I have to remind myself of that, and therefore I cover my head. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Shabbos in two places makes reference to a couple. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches on the base says, Omar Rav Huna B'Rid Yeshua, Tesi Li. These are Gemaras, where, very interesting Gemaras, where the Gemara lists various Amiroim who say that they did something special and they are deserving of Olim Haba. And each one just says something which is sort of Lifnim Mishur Sadin. And says the Gemara, then the Rav Huna says, Tesi Li, let it come to me. In other words, I will get schar. Deloisagina arba amas begulurosh, because I never went 4 amas without my head covered. Which, of course, suggests that it's not an absolute halacha. It's a midas chasidus. That seems to be the implication. And then there's a second Gemara in Shabbos, again a famous one in Kufn Vav on base. Imed Reb Nachum by Yitzchak Omer lo Kadoi. One time, an astrologer said to the mother of Reb Nachum by Yitzchak, Borich gan vohava, your son is going to be a ganav. So in anticipation of that prophecy, as it were, that astrological warning, she made sure that her son would never go without his head uncovered. Omrele kasi reishich, she said to the son, kasi reishich, cover your head, ki hechid yav eloch emes deshmaya, that you will have yira shemayim. And that's why one of the names for a couple, a kippah, is of course a yamulka. A yamulka stand, it comes from the acronym of Yore Malka, to fear Hashem, to fear the king. And therefore, this is where it comes from, that you should have emsa deshmaya, fear of heaven. Uboi rachmi, and will daven that you won't succumb to this prophecy, this prediction. But this kid didn't understand what the mother was talking about. She obviously hadn't told him what this astrologer had said to her. And sure enough, one day it sort of came true. One time he was sitting and learning underneath a dekel, a palm tree. He had some sort of cloak or something over his head, and that fell off. Dolly Aine Chazala Dikla, and all of a sudden he looked up and saw a dekel, a palm tree. Alme Yitzri, his Yetzirah got the better of him. Solik Paske le Kiburat Bishine, and he sort of legged it up the tree, climbed up the tree, and started biting into the dates, which of course were not his. So you see that he was overcome with this strong urge, and therefore that is a fulfillment of the prophecy that his son is going to be a ganav. And the antidote to it is to wear the kapel, is to give the Yirah Shemayim. And the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim gives sort of a slightly different reason, I guess it's connected, that it's to have this recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above you, Yirah Shemayim. He says it's an application of Shevis Hashem L'negdi Somit. The Rambam says that they would be very resistant, they would be careful not to to uncover their heads. Liyos hashchina mechefefes al odem mesuchefes esay. That the shchina would sort of be hover above the person, and therefore it's an application, like I say, of shvisa Hashem l'negdis omid. Now, interestingly, the above suggests that perhaps it's a midas chasidus. What is the status today of wearing a kapa? And I'm sure we all know people, going back a generation or two, that people did not wear kapas at work and things like that, fine and from Yidden. And now, Baruch Hashem, it's become much more prevalent in the city and other places in the professional world to wear a kippah, to wear a kapel. But what exactly is the status? Do you have to wear a kapel? So it comes out that they're actually... Because Malei Kavod means the Shechinah HaKadosh Baruch Hu pervades everywhere. And therefore, as a reflection of that, we have to be cognizant of it. And therefore, you know, to remind us that Hashem is the honor, sort of, or His presence is everywhere. There are two views. One says that it's a midas chasidus, and one says that actually it's an obligatory halacha. If you take a look at the bottom paragraph number 3, the first view that it's a midas chasidus to wear a kapel was expressed by the Maharam in Rottenberg, one of the famous, he was one of the last of the Baalei Tosfos, the Rebbe of the Rosh, one of the great Ashkenazi Rishonim. He says that it shows Yerushalayim and Derech Eretz, but it's only a midas chasidus. And he says that the above Gemaras suggest that exactly that, that teisi li, so the Gemara says in Shabbos, teisi li, delusagina abramas b'regilerosh, let it come to me, I get schar for going lefnim mishur sadin. But that's lefnim mishur sadin. If it was a basic halacha, you know, teisi li, that I put on tefillin every day. Well, a man's got to put on tefillin every day. So clearly this is over and above. So that's the Maharam in Rottenberg, and the Maharshal, he also says he's of the opinion that it's a midas chasidus, and that's in the bottom box. Is in the shaylos and tshuvos of the Maharshal Simanayim Beis. Sheila, the question put to him was: L'misha reisha kovid yesh lehetzel leishe velecho begilarosh, a person who's got a headache and it's difficult for him to have some sort of head covering, is he allowed to sit and to eat with his head uncovered? Tshuva says the Maharshal: Ein ani yodeh isa levarich b'lo kisarosh. The truth is, he says, I don't actually know of a clear issa, clear prohibition to make a bracha without your head covered. Rabbeinu Yeruchim calls it b'soif nesiv tezayin she'osu devarich begilarosh v'dule she'eni rogel lachlek ala kadmoinim. It's not for me to argue with those who precede me with the kadmoinim. However, omalit she'eshti god she'eseni, I've got support. Ha'yitzi noite lahokel v'varich begilarosh v'afil likris kriyish ma'ashari. I am actually of the opinion, says the Maharshal, that not only can you make a bracha, but you can even say Kriya Shema without your head covered. Shari Issa b'Medrash Rabba, Omer b'Rachim, Melech Bosa v'Dom, Meshage Prut Kuma, Sheloi l'Medina. He sends a delegation to the country. Mahi Moisin, Kol B'nei HaMedina, Omdim Al Ragleim, Opeirim Es Roshayim, V'Koirin Oso, Be'eimo V'Yiro, Be'reses V'Zeya. Then that a human being, a human dignitary, they take, when they send a delegation, a royal delegation, so they take their cap off and they sort of shake and tremble. But that the contrast is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Baruch Oimed Yisrael, Kiru Kirish Ma Prutkuma, Teyadi Hari Lo Hitrachti Aleichem Likris Lo Imdim Le Prirosh. I don't demand this of you. Mashma Lehedya. The Leke Issa, that it seems clearly from there, he says, that there's no prohibition. So the Marshal is of the opinion that it's a midas chasidus, as he says at the end there. And again, quoting the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Teisi Li Deloi Sagino, Dal Adamas Begila Rosh, for whom midas chasidus, Kumash Shechosh, etc., etc. So that's the first opinion.
So what is Teisi?
Let it come to me. Let it come to me, and those rewards should come my way because I did X, Y, or Z. And there's a whole Omad of Gemara there just listing various things that Amiron did.
So how do you swear that was the first question in the tradition that says Oso, Oso the Adam?
There it doesn't say Begidor, it says Bekoim Zukufa. It says with a, and then, and right, and that's so the first, the word Os is going on, walking Daladamas Bekoim Zukufa, which means with an erect stature. With that smacks of arrogance. But then it carries on, Rav Huna Beredi Rishua Le Maski Arba Amas Begidorosh. Connected to that, thematically, is Rav Huna, the son of Rishua, said, I didn't go Daladamas without Gilarosh. But it doesn't say the word Osa in terms of Gilarosh. Right? Now, the Taz, however, if you look at paragraph 3b, this is Ner Chaim Simon Ches, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Sifkot Gimel, the Taz says, "Ubeinyan ikah hadavim yesh issa liyos begilarosh, kosa rashal din issa mitzadadin." So he quotes the Marshal we just quoted, the Marshal preceded the Taz by a couple of hundred years. And he says that the Marshal says there's no Issa Mitzad Adin. Venirili says the Taz, Sheyesh li Issa Gomor, Mitam Acher. I'm of the opinion there is a clear prohibition not to wear a couple. The Hainu Kivin Shes Chayk Hu Achshal Bin Ha'akum, Sheyesin Kein Tomit, Teka Sheyeshin Parakin Ma'aleim Ha'kova Vim Kein, Ze Nichla B'chab B'chasim L'Seleichu. Says the Taz, very interestingly, I am of the opinion that since in non-Jewish circles that they go into their places of worship, they would take their hat and their head covering off. Therefore, for us to do the same, it's not allowed to follow in their statutes. And therefore, one needs to make sure their head is covered. And the second reason, he says, Zeshayesh Tam to Kisur Rosh, Meiral Yer Shemaim. Another reason, he says, is that it will generate Yirah Shemaim. So the Taz gives two reasons why he is of the opinion that it's an obligatory halacha. Number one, he says it could be a problem of a chusem l'selechu. You're imitating non-Jewish practices if you don't cover your head. And second of all, it gives Yirah Shemaim. Now, the Shvus Yaakov discusses this issue in terms of honoring some sort of dignitary. So the Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Gimel Siman Hey says, Moshe Gadol Shebon Beis HaKnesses, Ishari Lahasi HaKoiva Me'al Reisha Kedei Lechabdei. Are you allowed to take your hat off in order to honor this dignitary? Afa Pisha Nisha Omid Begil Rosh. Is that allowed? Now, imagine you have a dignitary coming to the shul, to the shul hall or whatever it is, and as a sign of respect, if that's the sort of the Derech Eretz in that particular country, to remove your hat. In the olden days, you'd sort of tip your hat and you take it off, and that was a sign of politeness. But if you would take it off, that was a sign of respect. Are you allowed to do that? Says the Shus Yaakov Tshuva Ikhadin for Isa Gilirosh Eini Ikum Akar Bar B'Shas. The concept of Gilirosh being a prohibition, there's no source clearly in Shas. So he clearly sides with the Maharam in Rottenberg and the Marshal that there's no Issa. There's no prohibition. The Kimon Deinze is a gomer, rag midas chasidus. Given that it's only a midas chasidus, umalsinu harbet dvar masurim shehitarna mishum shalom malchus, and there are many things which are allowed because of shalom malchus, sheyesh lahatik ki agavna mishum shalom malchus. And therefore, I say that this would be allowed mishum shalom malchus. Mikol makom im efshel istas lefonov. But if there is a possibility of overcoming this, then it's sheyesh lanu issa gadol to say that ulai yispayes men, maybe he'll be agreeable to it. So if you can try and get out of it and try and cover your head, of course that's preferable. But in terms of strict halacha, there is no issa gomor. So it comes out, those people who didn't wear couples or work and things like that, that's no doubt because they followed the view of the Marshal and that school of thought that it's a midas chasidus, and there certainly is what to rely on. But Baruch Hashem, nowadays, certainly in the 21st century, it's become so much more prevalent that people wear couples in the workplace, and it's become quite kubal, and therefore, it's something which is important. The contemporary Rosh Yeshivas, and they recommend it highly. Rabbi Reisman, he coins it in terms of Adam Nifalap Lifi Maisov. If you're wearing a couple, a person is conditioned how you dress. You dress smart, you act smart. If you're wearing a couple, you look Jewish, you act Jewish. And Rabbi Frand also spoke about this, the protective psychological restraints that it gives, that I'm different, I'm engaging with you, I'm being polite, and I'm a professional, honest employee. But I have my own legal framework. I'm a Jew, and this is what I wear, etc., etc. I'll finish with an interesting anecdote. This is a true story. A friend of mine is a lawyer, and way back when he qualified, he went to university, he went to law school, and then he got a job in a very posh English firm. I think it was called Nicholson Graham Jones. Very pinstriped suit, plum in the mouth, and there were no Jewish people there. And he's a guy who went to yeshivas, and he had payers behind his ears, right? He was very unsure whether he could wear a couple, because he felt that it was just not done at all, and it may hamper his chances of progressing, progress in the firm. So he said he was on the first day, he was walking from Bank Station, I think it was, to the firm, and it was a 5-minute walk, and he was had this inner turmoil: do I? Don't I? Even literally at the wire. And he decides, I'm going to wear a couple. He walks in, and for those first few weeks, he wears a couple, no problem. He has the induction a week or two, and then he's placed in the property department. And after a week or two there, the head of property, again, non-Jewish person, all non-Jewish people there, calls him in. and said to him, "Tell me, what is this thing on your head?" So he says, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and I wear a kippah. It's called a kapel. Why do you wear it?" So it's a sign that God is above me. This is what Orthodox Jews wear. It's a reminder that God is in my life. So the guy said to him, "Has anyone said anything to you about this?" So he said, "No." So he said, "Good. Because if anybody says anything to you, I'm going to start wearing one. And I'm the head of property, and no one's going to tell me to take it off." True story. I remember I told my father, Zichron Rocha, this story. And he said it's like the King of Denmark in the Second World War, that he would wear the yellow badge and he'd get everyone to wear the yellow badge, and therefore, you know, it wouldn't help the Germans. So certainly to wear a kapel, although technically speaking, there are sources for it, it's connected to the parasha, as we said, there are maybe sources for it, but poskim seem to say that it's a midas chasidus, although the Taz, of course, says it's an obligatory halacha. Certainly one should try very hard to wear a kapel. And certainly when it comes to making brachas, there would be more of a reason to wear a kapel. But Mishum Shalom Malchus and other factors, there is a bit of leeway, as we've seen. But certainly it's a protective psychological restraint for a person. It's certainly something one should aspire to. Adam Nifal Fimaisav means that a person is conditioned according to his actions. So the classic example used that everyone brings is the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that when we eat the Korban Pesach, he brings it in a few cases. But one of them is the Korban Pesach. When you eat the Korban Pesach, you can't break the bones. Why? Because we are a princely nation. If you eat it in a refined way, you become refined. You dress smart, you act smart, like I said. So that's a person, if you dress Jewish, you look, you know, you act Jewish. That's really the idea behind it. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.